It was an almost irresistible opportunity for Representative Chris Redfern of Catawba Island. The agency, which used to be called the Department of Development before its job-creating duties were split off into the public-private entity Jobs Ohio, asked the state controlling board to release nearly $18 million for grants, loans, and other uses. Redfern is a member of the controlling board, but he's also the chair of the Ohio Democratic Party and a fierce critic of Jobs Ohio, which is now being blasted from the left and the right because of questions about transparency. Redfern grilled John Mahaney from the Development Services Agency about whether DSA's funds could be audited by the state auditor, who wants to audit Jobs Ohio, but Governor Kasich has said he can't audit the entity's private money.
We act as public agents of the public when we are dispersing these dollars. There are questions as it relates to Jobs Ohio, whether or not previously dispersed dollars, whether by the controlling board or from a director to another director, whether or not that was legal and whether or not those dollars can be audited.
Republicans on the controlling board steered the questions back to specifics about the money being requested and away from the larger auditing questions, including Representative Ron Amstutz of Worcester.
I do have questions associated with some of these items. Should I ask them now, or are you going to come back to 13 and 16? I'm trying to focus on the agenda rather than the political opportunities that are going on here.
After a few more questions, the controlling board did grant the money requests for DSA. Afterward, reporters asked Mahaney about the contract that DSA has with Jobs Ohio to service loans.
What Jobs Ohio does is they go out and they find the businesses that need the assistance and direct the deal back through us. We approve it, and then we service the loan servicing.
Okay.
But the questioning of Mahaney quickly came to an end as DSA Communications Director Todd Walker stepped in.
You know, any of the questions that you have, I'd be happy to answer. If you submit those to me, I would be happy to answer any of your questions. And
so we have to put our questions to you in writing?
You submit your questions to me, and I'd be happy to answer any of those because I need to be able to have all the details to answer your questions.
Okay, but Mr.
As State House reporters quizzed Walker about the unusual move to ask for questions in writing, Mahaney slipped out the door. A few hours later, Walker called to clarify his position.
A person can ask us questions, whether it's verbally or in writing, or any way that's best for them, and we're going to respond with answers to those questions. So, it's inaccurate to say that you can only submit questions related to Jobs Ohio in writing. We're able to respond to questions of any person asking those directly to us.
And Walker also says DSA Director Christine Schmank has asked the state auditor to audit DSA grant support to Jobs Ohio. But questions continue to pile up about Jobs Ohio's annual report and how much money it took in and where that money went. Rob Walgate is with the Ohio Roundtable, a conservative organization that has also raised questions about the public money in the Third Frontier, the state's high-tech development program that's been embraced by Republicans and Democrats.
If people with D's next to their name were doing this, the Republicans would be screaming for transparency. It almost feels like the people that are in charge are saying, hey, sit back, relax. We're smarter than the rest of you. We know how to do this. Don't worry about the money. Trust us. Well, this country's gotten to a big mess by trusting the wrong people too many times.
State Auditor David Yost, who is a Republican, issued a subpoena for Jobs Ohio's financial records. But Governor Kasich and Republican House Speaker Bill Batchelder have said that Yost does not have the authority to audit Jobs Ohio's private dollars. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.